If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
All right, lunch with Henry Winkler, Happy Days, Barry, The Water Boy, Arrested Development is one of the 50 items you can bid on to support the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago with their Front Row Experience auction taking place now at museum.tv and through Charity Buzz's website through Tuesday, July 28th. And featured experiences include private lunches with Joe Mantegna, Bob Odenkirk, tickets to The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, VIP tickets and meet and greet with Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, exclusive Chicago Bears game day experience with quarterback Caleb Williams, dinner with the legendary Tom Skilling, and so much more. There's something for everyone. Now, I chair the board for the Broadcast Museum, and I invited our new board member and Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Detroit broadcasting legend, Tom Carballo, best known as Mojo, who started his career in his hometown here at B96 back in the day, Tucson, and then in Detroit forever, and the rest is history. How are you, buddy?
By the way, I do have to tell you that this is a thrill and an honor, and I want Sean Compton to know that I've always dreamed of being on WGN in Chicago. So if iHeartRadio stops paying me in Detroit, Sean, I'll do the show after Dave.
Wow.
So this, Dave, I have to tell you, you just did the setup of all the stuff.
Yeah.
Tom Skilling was my teacher at Columbia College. I took his meteorology class at Columbia.
I didn't know he taught there. That's awesome. I had no idea.
It was the hardest class at Columbia College back in 1990 or whatever it was. I think it was I think it might have been 89 or 90, because I graduated high school from Marist High School in 88, mm-hmm. and went to Columbia. I saw Tom Skilling teaching the class, and I thought to myself, if I take this guy's class and get his autograph, my dad might pay for my college because he loved Tom.
Of course, we all do. Yeah, right.
And it was a hard science class. He was no fun, which he's a lot more fun now.
Yeah,
but
he is. Wait a minute. So Columbia, but you kind of started this whole thing with a $600 radio class. So how did that happen?
You remember that story I told mm-hmm. you. I had to take a summer school class. I was at UIC taking a summer school class to go to Wisconsin-Madison. And in between classes, I had, time to fill, walked off of Michigan Avenue there, and saw Columbia College, and they had a sign in the window, radio classes for $600. And I paid for it with my own money. And then the rest is history. I ended up not going to be a Badger, and I became a Columbia microphone. I don't even know. We didn't even have a mascot or anything.
No, but, no. No football team probably either. But your love for radio, like me, we had people we listened to growing up, and this is because, you were a Cubs fan, Harry Carey, Steve Stone, and you wanted to be a producer. You wanted to be Arnie Harris is what you wanted to be.
I would listen to games on WGN on Channel 9, and I would hear Harry constantly talk to Arnie, which you never hear Arnie, obviously. Uh-uh. And I thought, Harry talks to Arnie more than he was talking to Steve Stone, and I thought to myself, I'm like, wow, what does this guy do? And so this is before, you could Google. I remember going to the Orland Park Library and going in and looking up information about Arnie Harris. Wow. And that was kind of like my dream. And this was in high school, at Marist, that I started doing that. And then I kind of thought, okay, well, that's never going to happen. I'm probably going to need to find a actual real work. And so, it's funny. You talk about radio, being a radio nerd.
Yeah.
And I'm a TV nerd too.
Me too.
And I'm looking at Charity Buzz right now. Mm-hmm. And this is no joke. The auction that I think I'm going to gear towards buying is the VIP studio tour with the WGN Morning News.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of Pat, and I that show is so in Detroit we don't have WGN right. Morning News because it's only a Chicago thing. That is the best, I think, television that is in the country right now. Well, and TV should take a lesson from that show. Yeah, yeah. And the idea of being able to meet those guys. And my sister, Pat, is the biggest Robin Baumgartner fan. She's been a fan since... Love Robin it. Was on the loop.
Yeah,
you know?
Loop. Yeah, she was. I remember that. I remember when, can I tell you, I remember because I'm a nerd too. I remember when Robin got the job on the morning news and she told Brandmeier, I have to shower now before my shift because radio, you can get away with a lot. But you know what's funny? Like the morning news and their ratings, like if you added the local ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox station here and then added their ratings up and added to the WGN. They don't rival each other. Like, it goes back for decades that they do that. And I'll tell you something else. They do not give tours anymore. You say that was a common thing, but it was more frequent. And, the fact that I work for Nexstar helped a little bit. But, like, you know, going and be able to see them live on the morning news. By the way, what you see is what you get. What you're seeing off air and on air, because I hang out with those guys once in a while, they're the same people. That's why it's so authentic to watch this show, and that's why it's so successful.
My sister Pat Carballo lives in Orland Park, Illinois. You can look her up. She'll actually like a phone call from you if you want to look her up. She's obsessed with Paul Conrad,
yeah.
and thinks that he's the cutest guy on television, with or without hair. You know, it's funny, we're having this conversation and we're talking about this, but this is all for a great cause. If your listeners have not been to the Museum of Broadcast Communications is literally the museum that got me through college. It was honestly not as good as it is right now. When I was at Columbia and I would go visit it, what you have done, Dave, for this is amazing. And, you know, Chicago is the epicenter of broadcasting.
I agree.
Many think it's New York or possibly even Los Angeles. Chicago is where the greats started, you know, where television pretty much got Walter and Bill. And then, you know, radio had, you know, Brandmeier. So to have the museum there is awesome. And when you asked me if I would join this board, I actually geeked out about it. It wasn't even so much I wanted to be on the board. I wanted to get a job there working. I wanted to be the guy taking people on tours.
I love it. I love it. By the way, speaking of Bill and Walter, so I had lunch with Walter about a month ago or so, and then Bill is part of this auction because he'll tape your voicemail. That's part of this experience auction. So you can go to concerts, tours, all this other stuff, but one of the packages is a bunch of Bill Curtis autograph stuff, but he will also record your voicemail. And he showed up, I mean, he's in his late 80s, and he showed up in his sports car in front of the museum, called and said, hey, we're dropping off some of the books and stuff, come outside. He's got his dark sunglasses on, he's got his pink polo shirt, his arm is on the wheel, like they're going cruising, him and Donna and whatever. And to just be able to know that, like, you and I watch them, or our parents watch them growing up on the 10 o'clock news or whatever,
yeah.
And now you're hanging out talking to these people, that's where the biggest part of the geekdom at least for me, comes for me.
So, you know, this museum honestly needs your bids. I know that, you know, we've got great experiences and they're all cool. And that's probably the number one reason why people are going to do this. But I tell people now, since I've become part of this, you know, museums don't just all of a sudden get a crap load of funding and money and, you know, everything is all well and good. And obviously, you've done such a great job of getting the kids in the community involved with, you know, your programs of getting kids down there for field trips.
Tons of field trips. I mean, more than we've ever had before, which is awesome. Thank you for that.
And so I really want, you know, everybody to take a look at the Charity Buzz app. If you've never been to Charity Buzz, you and I geek out about that.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There's so many cool things that you can buy on Charity Buzz. We hope that you don't buy anything for any other auction but the museum's auction. But some of the really cool things that I'm excited about, if you have, you know, younger, what's the demographic of WGN? Is like, would it be grandkids listening? Or who's like?
It's a little bit, yeah. You get probably WGN Radio 30, late 30s plus. I mean, you know,
so,
a little bit older.
So,
but yeah.
if your kids are into the biggest recording artists in the world, like Taylor or Sabrina Carpenter, or, you know, I don't know if you're anybody's a fan of Ed Sheeran. These are all artists that have played at the iHeartRadio Kiss Jingle Balls.
Yeah.
This year's Jingle Ball is looking to be amazing. You know, we're doing our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas. We sold out the festival in like less than a week because BTS is on there, and they're such a phenom band. Well, we will probably have a huge artist list, and one of the auction items that you have is that you could pick a couple of the cities to go to. So if you wanted to go to LA, New York, hometown Chicago, come see me in Detroit. And if you come with me in Detroit, I'll bring you on stage to do an intro of the artist like that.
Think about
whoever
that.
Buys.
Yeah.
So the person that buys, or the people that buy the, come and visit Mojo in the Morning in Detroit. If you don't even know who we are, you can find us on the iHeart app or, on social media. I'll take care of you. I'll make sure that you get on stage with us or go backstage to meet some of the artists. And, so there's some cool things that you can buy. And honestly, the prices of these things, I know it's early now,
but the actual
end goal prices, I think, are kind of low as far as they're affordable for everybody to have an opportunity to buy it.
The museum Front Row Experience Auction, happening now through July 28th. Museum.tv, Charity Buzz, is where you can see 50 amazing items. We'll talk more about them with Mojo right after this on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer, Tom Carballo, Mojo for the Museum of Broadcast Communications. We're talking about our charity auction happening now through July 28th. Museum.tv is where you can find out more. We just bumped in with Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins. And I will tell you, and it's a VIP concert, tickets, meet and greet, and all that stuff. But Billy is a huge, huge, huge Bozo fan. He grew up with it here in Chicago. I swear to God. And we did, when we were in between locations, he and I did an event at his tea shop, at Madame Zuzu's, with David Arquette, with Bozo, who played Joey Dioria, the second Bozo on the air, and a couple other folks too, at the tea shop. We had hundreds of people come there. He had a whole Bozo weekend going on there. So he is a huge Chicago TV geek. And anytime I have him in here, there's another hour conversation we have off air about all this stuff. So he is a big TV and radio fan as well. But there's a lot of cool experiences. So I want to mention a couple other of these. There's NBC One Chicago. There are rabid fans about these Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD shows.
I love PD. Yeah. PD is my favorite.
And you can do an exclusive, go to CineSpace Studios to tour all three sets and meet the cast during production weeks that they're up there. There's another one that, it was one of the last ones that I got, which was, you know, Barbara Eden's going to be 95. I Dream of Jeannie. Barbara Eden, 95 in August. And she's not doing dinners and lunches anymore, but she has a somewhat, you know, authentic, like Sony produced Genie bottles, which used to be, the Genie bottle is actually based on a Jim Beam bottle from 1963 or 64, when Beam was doing all these collectible bourbon bottles. Yeah. And the one of the art directors was involved with the pilot, went one weekend just to get his weekly allotment of booze, saw the bottles, grabbed a bunch of them, took them home and painted them, and that's how it became the Genie bottle. So Barbara Eden will personally sign, and she's 95, so she's going to be doing this for much longer. She will personally sign a Genie bottle for you, and that's another cool auction item.
Wow. First off, great job on putting together all these auction items, the Front Row Experience.
Well, as did you. Yeah, as did you.
The Kimmel visit to go out to LA would be amazing. I used to work with Jimmy when he was in radio.
No.
Actually, Jimmy was the morning guy. I was the afternoon guy, and we would get together on the weekends in Tucson, Arizona, and we would get together on the weekends and hang out and make prank phone calls to the swap shop shows and
love it.
And so we've had fun. So Jimmy's a great guy, actually. I love Jimmy. Kevin Matthews. First off, Kevin's got to be in the Radio Hall of Fame.
He does.
We got to put him in the Hall of Fame. But the fact that he's given up his time, you can spend, you know, an afternoon or whatever with Kevin and Jimmy Shorts,
I know, which, right?
I mean, that's huge. That one and the WGN Morning News one,
yeah,
and the Chicago Experience are three of the big ones that really interest me, really get me excited.
So do a virtual meet and greet with Chris Cuomo from News Nation. You can do Lunch for Two in Long Island with Bill O'Reilly. So we've got kind of both sides of the aisle on all of this as well. You can meet Al Jardine from the Beach Boys and do a meet and greet there as well. John Williams. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, Henry Winkler. I mean, I know you mentioned it when I first came on with you. I mean, the Fonz, he's a legend. He's one of the – actually – we interviewed Adam Sandler a year ago, maybe, and I asked him who his biggest thrill to work with was, and he said Henry Winkler. Like,
what
I was, because he was such a huge fan growing up, and he said he actually cast Henry in The Waterboy because he wanted to spend time with him.
I think that's a very familiar story to a lot of people when they grab these legends. But we have two from WGN Radio. So, and this one for big dollars when we did it years ago. But John Williams, he does his speed jokes every day. So you get to be a part of the speed jokes, a studio tour, and a meet and greet with John at the station here. And then Lisa Dent, who does afternoons here, she's going to do a tour of the Broadcast Museum. And then you get to have lunch with Lisa, and I'm going to join in as well. So she's got some big fans as well. But you can tour all the newsrooms of Chicago, which is really cool, CBS and NBC. And then Bill Curtis, as I mentioned, will record your voicemail. But there's some really other cool things here, like Goose Island Prop Day.
I mean, and for those that don't know what we're talking about, this is an auction to raise money for a great, you know, museum, the Museum of Broadcast Communications. And to keep it going, make sure that this museum lives on, you know, well past you and I. And the cool experiences can be purchased by going to the app, the Charity Buzz app, or you can go right to the website, right?
Museum, museum.tv, all through Tuesday, July 20th. I appreciate all your help on this and your time today. And Sean's listening all the time, so I'm sure he heard the plea to hang out on WGN and do a show here.
WGN's got so much of a big deal for me because growing up in Chicago, but also, you know, when I came to Detroit, going to be 27 years now, I've been doing mornings there. I replaced Steve Cochran.
Oh, wow.
He was the morning guy before me. And then Danny Bonaducci was right before him. So these are all Chicago guys, you know, and I never got out of Detroit. I think I might've been one of the ones that either was smart enough to stay in a city and just marry the market, or you know, maybe not good enough to get back to Chicago. So
stop that. Well, I'm telling you, you do a great job on the air. Radio Hall of Famer as of 2025, and by the way, you can get tickets to the Radio Hall of Fame. Go to radiohalloffame.com, and Mojo should be there as well. He should be there hanging out. Go shake his hand. He's a good man. Thanks, buddy.
Happy birthday to you, buddy.
Thank you.
It was your birthday this week. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. All right, top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next.